This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, who are the real legislators? Who are they? Who are the real legislators out there? Well, I can tell you who they are. They're on the stage. Well, what are you talking about? Well, Plato, quoted by Grout, said, "Let me make the songs of a nation. I care not for who makes its laws." Socrates said, "Let me write the songs of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." Boy, are they onto something? You better bet your bottom dollar. As a matter of fact, I want to say this. Next time you hear these legislators on stage speaking about gun control and climate change and equal pay, I want you to remember something, friends, that Madonna, this witch herself, did you know that her net worth is $560 million? Did you also know that she has armed security? And did you also know that she has her own private jet? So, folks, do yourself a favor. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. They bid you to do what they themselves don't do. See, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Furthermore, let's go over to none other than Matt Damon, you know, the Mr. Gun Control guy that teaches the young to those that are foolish enough to pay to see his filthy movies, friends. It's interesting to note he does nothing but teach gun violence. He's worth $90 million. This is crazy. Again, pay attention to what they say, not what they do, America, because you've been doing it for a long time. He's worth $90 million. He has armed security, and he himself owns a private jet. They violate everything they decry. They're guilty of it. What about Oprah? You ready for these numbers? Her net worth is $3.9 billion. Yes, she has armed security. And yes, she has a private jet. Gun control, climate change, and equal pay. They're decrying the status of... They're the people's spokespersons, friends. But yet they themselves are guilty of what they're decrying. One more. How about this clown? George Clooney. His net worth is $180 million. He has security, armed security, and yes, friends, you've got it. He owns a jet. So, again, friends, pay attention to what these people are doing. Again, this is why I always make reference to what Jesus said. Judge them by their fruit. That is found in Matthew 7, I believe, 14. I can be corrected on that, but I believe that I am correct. Matter of fact, we are doing live radio right now, and I'm going to cross-check myself to make sure I'm giving you exact information. Now, going to Matthew 7, as I am right now, let me go to King James Version. That's always the safest one for me. And in doing so, what pops up? Well, Matthew 7, and what does it talk about? It talks about false prophets and the real prophets, and it talks about judge not lest thou be judged. And then Jesus, in his wisdom, not in this order, by the way, but then he talks about pulling the mote out of your own eye before you actually judge your brother. That means practice what you preach, to put that into context, friends. But going to Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, it says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. If we go just a little bit further than that, in verse 19, this is why I wanted to double check it, friends. In verse 17, 18, and 19, it says, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. The people that I'm highlighting right now are not bringing forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Verse 19, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. So we know their end. Wherefore, verse 20, wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. We're going to be talking in just a couple minutes, friends, about the real legislators, because, friends, they are on stage. And, yes, they are in cahoots with corrupt representatives in this country. And we're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments, namely during the second, third, and fourth segments. Before I do that, I wanted to let you know what's flying on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Will Judge Neil Gorsuch be a life Supreme Court justice? Now, friends, when you're getting this information, I want to cross-check you on this, because when you read Article 3, Section 1, it doesn't say anywhere in the Constitution, listen to me carefully, it doesn't say anywhere that Supreme Court justices sit during or for life. They sit during good behavior. How is it that you've accepted the fact that they're appointed for life? You can call in any time to correct me, and I would appreciate it if you did. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The question is, how is it that you have drank the Kool-Aid, friends, of them that serve we the people on the Supreme Court of the United States? How is it that you've drank the Kool-Aid, friends, that to accept that they are appointed for life? I want someone to set the record straight. Please do. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Judges starting, representatives starting in any position, I don't care if it's the executive, the judicial, friends, I don't care what branch of government that they are in, or the legislative, friends, whatever branch they are in, if they violate the Constitution, you are to lawfully remove them, Article 2, Section 4, which brings me to the aid of Abraham Lincoln, who said, we're not supposed to throw off the Constitution, but we're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. Article 2, Section 4. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have loser Tim Kaine fighting against Donald Trump in Congress, the streets, online, and the ballot box. Folks, they're playing out and exhibiting the fact that they're useful idiots. They are being controlled, and you better bet your bottom dollar what's going on in this country, friends, is the act of nothing but a bunch of communists pulling the strings, and they are doing a good job out of it. You can shut it down really quick if you loved your country enough to do so, individually and corporately across the United States of America from coast to coast. But again, we have the loser Tim Kaine, that's the headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com, is fighting against Donald Trump in Congress, the streets, online, and in the ballot box. Huh. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, some good news, Judge, our laws are about to be enforced. Well, let's see if Donald Trump actually delivers. Let's see if he actually practices what he preaches in this area. We need our laws enforced, and we need good men to enforce them, America. Forget it not, because all the laws are there, and once they're enforced, we can remove man's 10,000 policies. What say you? Because we're adhering to God's moral 10 commandments. I'm loving it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Call us, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to be talking about the real legislators are on stage in just a couple minutes. I want to highlight some more of the stuff that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Before I do that, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. These two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1 for what it's worth, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Don't forget EEEE. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And one more thing, rewinding just a moment, friends. Go over to Facebook, BradleyDeanEE, BradleyDeanEE on my Facebook. It seems that Facebook is censoring again, friends. We got some people that are actually contacting me right now saying, are you posting? Where are the posts? We post probably 20 different articles every day on Facebook. So again, friends, hopefully we're going to see some outcome concerning justice when it comes to Facebook, friends, because again, these people are not above the law. Friends, they are not above the law. They are submitted to the law, and they are to submit to the law regardless if they like it or not, either through condemnation or they're going to stand up in righteousness by the obedience to those laws. That's just how it works, friends, because again, remember, the law condemns, grace justifies if you believe, and that applies both in the spiritual and in the natural. A man that breaks the law in the natural, what happens to him? He goes to the penitentiary, right? He goes to jail. He's incarcerated for violating the law. But one that obeys that law, he's a free man. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Make the distinction, friends. It is important that you do. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you to remember, this is pretty interesting stuff. We've talked about this in the past, but I'm going to highlight this, and then we're going to jump over to our topic. The Hegelian dialectic and single-payer health care. If we remember right, President Donald Trump, his first week in office, has unfolded in many ways like a conservative's fairy tale. It really has. The Donald Trump that we're seeing today seems to be signing away the unconstitutional edicts and strangling regulations in the same manner in which Obama enacted them with a stroke of his pen. He's acting on immigration. He's put an end to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty. He's signed executive orders doing away with the Syrian refugee program and others, and another that allegedly eases the burden of Obamacare. This seems to almost, well, it seems to be too good to be true. As a matter of fact, one of the president's biggest campaign promises was that he was going to repeal the Affordable Care Act and replace it with that provides health care for everybody. Now, friends, this is what I wanted to highlight, because keep in mind, America, Obamacare is unconstitutional. Therefore, it is illegal. Therefore, it is unlawful. Therefore, it is null and void. Therefore, as Thomas Jefferson would rightly say, nugatory. It doesn't apply. And I want you to pay attention that if there's a sickness or a cancer found in a human body, you cut the roots all the way out. You remove the whole thing. You don't replace it with something else. You get rid of it. Okay? Now, you're being led to believe that this is a good plan, that Donald Trump, just, again, sticking to the reference of law, friends, where did they derive the power to implement Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act anyways? Out of thin air. Because it's not constitutional. And so Donald Trump, by coming in now saying, just to keep your eyes open and keeping your eyes on the ball concerning Donald Trump, friends, regardless of who they are, we are to watch them. We are to suspect everybody that approaches that jewel. Speaking of our representatives, Donald Trump has no constitutional authority to replace Obamacare. So, because Donald is now the guy that you like, does it make it good? Because Donald's just going to change the name of something that you didn't like through Barack Hussein Obama because, again, you didn't like him? Because if that's the case, you're a hypocrite. The fact of the matter, again, friends, it is unconstitutional. Trump wrote in an early campaign book called The America We Deserve, wherein he supported universal health care. So therefore, it's possible that the newly anointed one intends to introduce a single-payer plan in response to the disaster that is Obamacare. He said, Donald Trump did, we must have universal health care. It's unconstitutional, America. He said, I'm a conservative on most issues, but a liberal on this one. Huh. Well, then he's straining at the gnat while he swallows the camel. Don't sit there and look at a man that claims to be, or you look at him to be, such a righteous man that does just that. He strains at the gnat and swallows the camel. Keep in mind, Jesus rebuked the religious hypocrites of the day, calling them a bunch of hypocrites, pretenders, to be one thing, when in fact what they exhibited was the exact opposite. This, hey folks, everybody's held to the standard of God's moral law, like it or not. And yes, that does include Donald Trump. Though he's doing good things, don't add mixture of bad things. Because again, scripturally speaking, a little leaven leaveneth a lump. And we need to hold him and his feet to the fire concerning the laws of our constitutional, our constitutional enumerated laws, friends. That's what we need to do. He said, we should not hear so many stories of families ruined by health care expenses. Hey, folks, I totally agree with that. I mean, folks, it's a scary thing to even think of getting sick. It's a scary thing of even slipping and cutting your foot or your finger, or you're knocking your head up against something because of the prices that the doctors who care so much about us, and by the way, it's not all of them. It's not all of them, but it's interesting to note what they're willing to take from you to get them or help them or aid you back into health. So I totally agree with that, but it still is not the government's position to mandate health care. I just want to be really clear about what I'm saying here. Again, regardless of who is there. Now, I want to highlight, again, what none other than Patrick Henry said. He said, guard with jealous attention. The public liberty suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. And he said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. And when you give that right up, that force, you are ruined. You are ruined. In America, you again need to understand that you are the law. And those representatives, folks, they work for us. And when they're doing a good job, man, all power to you. But when they step out of bounds, we need to set the record straight. And if they fail to adhere to that Constitution when we set the record straight, then we have to lawfully deal with them. Again, Article 2, Section 4. I can't say it enough. I really can't. And by the way, I want to say this too. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we are proving the point right now. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you will always see the deviation in the crooked stick. Because we're doing our best to give you and inform you and to empower you with the knowledge to right the wrongs. And we have many contributors across the United States of America that are contributing on a daily basis that are a part of the culture war. They are in it. They have the scars. They have the hat. They have the t-shirt. And they're sick and tired of the lawlessness as much as you are. And why is that? Because they love. Remember, Jesus said in the last days that the love of many will grow cold. And why is that? Because of the workers of lawlessness. And we need to keep in mind righteous people in Christ in this land as we have Christ Jesus on. We put him on and we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You need to keep in mind that love is the fulfilling of the law. So if we love, we will enforce the law. And what does it come down to? The second is namely like unto this. The first is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, in context, line upon line, precept upon precept, love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So when love comes about, God gave his law because he loves. And when love comes about, you enforce the law against the crime. Not because you hate, but because you love. And see, that's what you're seeing today in this country. A bunch of communists, namely your posterity, that have been raised up to be communists. And they are actually taking love as hate. And keep in mind, just to solidify the point and to move on. Since when did hate ever tell the truth? It doesn't. Love does that. Love does that. So again, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. What we need to do is we need to go and jump onto the topic because we were going to hit this on Monday, and then we get sidetracked with other important matters that are taking place in this country. And all the while knowing, namely the listeners of the sonsoflibertyradio.com, we only have 1 hour allotted to us on a daily basis. So let's get over to the real legislators that are on the stage. Now, when I first brought this to the light during the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that we have all of these hypocrites is really what they come down to. We talked about Madonna, Matt Damon, Oprah, George Clooney, and others, friends, that are telling you one thing. They're decrying the very things that they are guilty of. And if you take a look at their lives, friends, you're going to find out that they are the real legislators. And where are they at? They're on the stage. They're on the screen. They're on the radio. And we need to set the record straight. So we're going to do that right when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, EE, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, phone number 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Who are the real legislators, friends? They're on the stage. Matter of fact, some time back, I was on a television program in San Diego, California, and I was asked what the people thought of my appearance when doing events across the country. As if to say that politicians are the standard in conveying the message to bring about resolve to the American people. Yeah, believe it or not, that's what they said. Which brings me to Saul Alinsky, when he was talking about the radicals and what they were wearing. And I'm going to go over there really quick. Again, we're doing a live radio here, but it reminds me of who the real revolutionaries are. He said, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Well, that's exactly right. And keep in mind, he accredited Lucifer on Rules for Radicals. And he also keep in mind, none other than Hillary Clinton, the little minion herself, and the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and many others that have been allowed to represent themselves in government by serving special interest groups, all admire this man. But I was asked the question, you know, what do people think of my appearance when doing events across the country? What, because I look like Elvis Presley with long hair? What's the problem? You know, I mean, just keep in mind, the Nazarenes had a custom, and it was what? The covenant between them and God, namely with Samson, and the Nazarenes was to have long hair. Hey, friends, have you ever seen a picture of Jesus with short hair? Because if you have, I'd like for you to send that to me. Because he was a Nazarene. And keep in mind, during the day, they all had long hair. Well, Bradley, you know, it says that it's a shame for a man to have long hair. Really? Yeah, it does say that in 1 Corinthians, right? But it also talks about that there's no such custom within the church. See, people don't like to talk about that. And who are the greatest hypocrites? Are they the rockers with long hair? Tattoos, 6'5", warning the people? Like John the Baptist? Like Amos? Like other prophetic people in the Bible? Or was it, you know, the short haireds with the nice suits on and everything was proper and customary, you know, and they had the robes on and they had all the ado that they needed to make themselves look so respectable in the sight of man. Which ones were the ones that God sent? I mean, again, think of Elijah, he had long hair. I'm sorry, John the Baptist, who carried the spirit of Elijah and was moved by the Holy Ghost in the spirit of Elijah. It's interesting to note he was a hairy man. He had camel's hair about his loins. He ate locusts and honey. And that was the prophet, the greatest prophet ever born of woman. It didn't say anything about, you know, having short, looking right like the politicians of today. And folks, I've shared so many times on this radio show that when you look at these people, folks, this is mob. And here's Saul Alinsky to only confirm my point. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. At least you know now who to identify as the radicals, friends. Not the guy with long hair, not the guy with tattoos. But friends, those that are out to deceive you by looking so proper and upright in so many different ways. But again, we judge them by their fruits, as Scripture tells us. But when I was asked by this individual what people thought of my appearance, I said, again, as if to suggest that the politicians are the standard in conveying the message to bring about resolve to the American people, not. I responded with, well, what, because I'm 6'5", have long hair, tattoos, and a drummer for an international band, Junkyard Prophet? And quite studly, my wife tells me, is what I told this individual. Well, that's what my wife tells me, I told her. And then, though I'm having fun, the question came across as almost an insult to me. Well, I went on to tell about an experience I had in Washington, D.C. at a conference I was invited to, when an individual asked me what I did for a living. After I told him what I did, high school assemblies, colleges, tea parties, and radio and television, he kind of looked down on my profession just like the next generation does not receive my message. When in fact, folks, not only are we a Tea Party favorite across the country, not only do we have the number one radio show and the top three radio shows on GCN during the week and the weekend, not only have we been called back to school after school out of the 360 public high schools in 25 different states that we've done. Have I said enough? Am I trying to add accolade? No. I'm saying again, judge my ministry by its fruit, not by what I say. You know, people act like I'm not practicing what I'm preaching here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. No, and setting the record straight, call at any time and confront me with my lack of fruit, friends, because I would like to see that. No, I'm not playing that game. I'm showing the world my faith by my works. And we understand that faith worketh by love, right? And I do what I do because I love the Christ first and foremost, and secondly, mankind, my brothers and my sisters within and without the United States. 53 countries are listening to us every day, friends. Well, so I went on and told this individual that was inquiring about my appearance in Washington, D.C. at a conference. And as I said, he kind of looked down on my profession, just like the generation that I go to doesn't receive my message. I then asked him, this a revolutionary who didn't flaunt his radicalism because he cut his hair and put on suits, to infiltrate the system from within, and that's exactly what he's done. But in this particular case, he did it ignorantly, so I had to correct that. I asked him what his favorite band was, and lo and behold, what came out of his mouth proved my point to a T. He started singing and hand-jesting as if we were playing guitar to one of those long-haired, tattooed bands that he just thought was so ineffective. How's that working out for you? He stuck, can we say he stuck both feet in his mouth, friends? Because that's exactly what he did. See, I then stated that if you look at the legislators in this country, they are not residing in the executive office or within our House of Representatives. They're not in Congress. The real legislators are those who convey the political message through their music, their lyrics, and their lifestyles. And they are the guys and girls that you know of as the rock stars, the pop stars, the movie stars, the radio stars, whatever you want to call them. And in 99.9% of the people that I'm talking about right now, for the record, on this radio show, I want you to understand that they're fallen stars. I mean, friends, look at the likes of little Justin Bieber. Remember when he was busted for a DWI? Remember when he was busted being under the influence of antidepressants and marijuana at the same time? His mugshot was of little Justin smiling big as if to say, nothing to fear. There will be no consequence for endangering the lives of those who were on the same road that I was on. Remember, friends, the soft judge will smack me on the hand, said Justin. It's just like that of one of the individuals that we were highlighting, one of the hypocrites that we were highlighting during the first segment, Madonna, threatening to blow up the People's White House. Let me ask you something, friends. Where is she at today? How come she's not in jail? How come she's not put there for a terroristic threat? Because if it had been anybody else saying anything about the criminal foreigner sodomite in the People's White House, they would have wanted blood, friends. But again, you know the right's so soft on crime. We know that because we have something called the left. I get to see it all the time. Matter of fact, just today a lady was complaining about the left again. I asked her, please identify the left for me. Like I have in times past, and you know what? They can't identify the left. Well, we're talking about those people. No, what you're talking about, again, friends, are criminals. And the right has the left because the right's not doing the right thing all the time. That's why you have a left, period. Period. There's no excuse. You can't justify it. It's a fact. But again, look at Madonna threatening to blow up the People's White House. The vulgarities that come out of that filthy whore's mouth. And for some reason, she's given a pass by the right. But when you tell the truth, the left is there to try to snuff it out, aren't they, America? Yep. And the American people, namely those on the right, they let them get away with it. They let them get away with it. As a matter of fact, there was a picture on a post today. There was actually a judge in the United States of America that had a vulgarity, women genitalia. Say that as a vulgarity or an expletive, friends. She had a pea hat on her head in court in the United States of America today. You know, what's interesting is she failed to remember that she put her hand on that Bible, right? To uphold. It's interesting to note that in court, you have to put your right hand up in the air and swear to God that you'll tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But you let the lefties, namely a judge who should be removed yesterday, wearing a pea hat in court, a judge. But as long as it doesn't affect you on the right, friends, not yet anyways, it will sooner or later. Just go ahead and let them get away. Let them breed lawlessness. The mystery of iniquity worketh. You know what? It's not a mystery in this country. We have law, and the reason we have workers of iniquity is because those that should know better, they don't do the right thing by enforcing the law against their crimes. Just like that of Madonna, just like that of Justin Bieber. See, you're hearing and seeing this next generation. I mean, you're hearing it. But are you seeing it? Or is it that you, like Jesus said when he rebuked the hypocrites, you have eyes but you see not, you have ears but you hear not? America, are you hearing and seeing this up-and-coming generation? I mean, go back to Justin Bieber. What's his message? His message is, what's Madonna's message? Do as I do, not as I do. I'm sorry, do as I say, don't do as I do. I mean, Justin going out and hanging out at a strip club with his daddy. Yes, with his daddy. Drinking and driving with his daddy. Disrespecting authorities in America when he's from Canada. Smoking dope illegally in America. And as a matter of fact, friends, the dope actually smokes you. He fornicates. He promulgates and advocates promiscuity, sex before marriage. And in turn, I ask, what do those who follow little Justin do? The same exact thing that they're taught to do. So, friends, who are the real legislators here? I mean, the same exact thing they were taught to do. And to prove my point, Brian McKnight, R&B singer, told Bang Showbiz that he believes Justin's wild antics are just a part of a plan to get people interested in his music.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally began to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, let me convey that last point in case I was cut off there. Brian McKnight, an R&B singer, told Bang Showbiz that he believes Justin Bieber's little wild antics are a part of a plan to get people even more interested in his music. So who's doing the legislating? Well, let me ask you this. Who's doing the educating? That's really what I should be saying. Of course, Justin wants to sell his message. And you know Justin's dictated. I mean, folks, you see how many of these, and I'll get to that in a moment. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Friends, what are these legislators on stage, what are they conveying through their lifestyles? Lawlessness. I mean, let's go over to some other fools that are willing to channel lawlessness by helping destroy the America that we know. Remember George Harrison of the Beatles? I cannot believe how many people profess to be Christians that claim they love the Beatles. I mean, it literally, folks, wow. That shows you the media can sell anything to you people. As a matter of fact, only to prove my point, did you know that the original drummer for the Beatles was too good looking for the rest of these three dogs on stage, so they had to get rid of him? That's a fact. But George Harrison of the Beatles stated the main thing is to get the kids, nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then they've got you. He said, then they've got you for the rest of your life. Loose Talk, Rolling Stone, 1970. Marilyn Manson, you know his band back in the 90s? Remember, they would dress up like mass murderers? Isn't that cute? Now Slipknot, there's a band out there called Slipknot doing the same thing. And they think they're playing with fire. The bass player just died of an OD last year. By the way, for the record, we were at the NAMM show in Anaheim, California, and we faithfully warned Paul and his girlfriend 6 months before he died. We tracked him. We got him a gospel track. He didn't want to listen. Marilyn Manson, his band dresses up as a bunch of mass murderers. I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here to lure people in. Once we've got them, we can give them our message. Hit Parader, October 1996, page 28. Again, remember now going over to Plato. We got Plato friends. We've got Grouts. We've got Socrates. What did he say? Let me make the songs of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws. Socrates says, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Who are the real legislators, America? I'm telling you who they are. I mean, we can see that the America that we know has upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate on television what God has called not sin, my friends, but an abomination through homosexual marriage. We've hit that 1.5 million times. Isn't it interesting how the homosexuals try to convince the American people that everyone is happy and accepting of their abominable life choices? Deuteronomy 30:19. In fact, the opposite is true. We just seen not too long ago Kate Perry, who, by the way, her parents are missionaries. One of my acquaintances actually discovered her in his studio in Nashville. Kate Perry. Isn't it interesting? She has degenerated into what? A debased reprobate, because she always is. Well, she's not a backslidden Christian friend. She was never a Christian. She never went forward. That's why the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 13 that we're to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith or not. She is not. Look what she's promoting. Well, Kate Perry at the Grammys with her witchy performance, literally singing a new song called Dark Horse. Again, this once self-proclaimed Christian put herself up to be burned at the cross. This is how heretics are martyred. I've even seen video where she said that she sold her soul. I don't care if she said it in a funny way or not. She said it. Now, one has to wonder as to what her daddy, who was a preacher, was thinking. Am I blaming him? No, he is managing his daughter, friends. So therefore, I am blaming him. Her daddy, who's a preacher, was thinking. I mean, what was he thinking? That's the question. Or the question, was he thinking? That's even better. Or we also saw the little hypocrite Beyonce, another self-proclaimed Christian, showing the world what she has gotten without shame. Now, I want to reiterate this point, and it's important that you hear it. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Jesus said that many would come in his name and shall deceive many. Matthew 24, 5 through 8. Do you remember back in the 90s, some of you, when Britney Spears and Christine Aguilera got up on MTV and they thanked the world for their support. And then in the meantime, what they did is they thanked Jesus Christ for their awards. Hey, folks, nobody rebuked the likes of these two whores more than Jesus Christ himself did. Let's call it for what it is. Jesus answered their hypocrisies when he said, take heed unto yourselves, be smart, be wise, and be not deceived, those that are following the real legislators, friends, because they are. Do you remember, Stephanie, what's that filthy little Disney girl? Which one? Remember the one that started out, her daddy was busted? Yeah, Miley Cyrus, friends. Do you remember when she started smoking dope up on stage not too long ago, sometime about 1.5 years ago? Yeah, she's a filthy, filthy, filthy soul. I mean, folks, she doesn't know what direction to go. In saying that, she all the while, by the way, this is for those that are thinking, well, Bradley, you're a preacher. You're supposed to, you know, love on her enough to tell her the truth. I am right now. She's a filthy soul. She needs to repent. As if Jesus said to the Pharisees were those that knew the word of God but didn't practice. So say I concerning Miley Cyrus, who is sitting there advocating everything that stands against her self-proclaimed faith. She's the worst of people, and she's an adult. I mean, folks, it's not like it takes them 25 years to grow up in this country. No, the Jewish people have something called a bar mitzvah. When you're 13, you're an accountable adult before God. Okay, so she knows all the well what she's doing, and I'm addressing her the same way Jesus did the Pharisees, who knew what they were doing. And interestingly enough, it tells us in Exodus, it's the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, because Jesus said right after that, Moses said right after that, the same Holy Ghost preaching through them said the same thing when he said, for the Lord thy God will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So I'm addressing not only her, but also those people that support the likes of this filthy soul. But again, what is she promoting? Going back to my point. She's smoking dope up on stage. Now you can go into certain states in the United States of America because the politicians safely stood behind the likes of these real legislators on camera, on stage, on the radio, to promote what the bill that they wanted to pass. Now you can go into certain states and actually buy dope. And as I shared with you, friends, it's not you smoking the dope if you're a dope smoking freak. The dope, I want to let you know that you're the dope. You're being smoked by the marijuana in so many different ways. I mean, what you're seeing today is America witnessing the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. And folks, I'm right. I know I'm right. I don't care who says what. I listened to a guy the other day. He was given a word of prophecy, and he was a part right, and he was part wrong. Many times I see people giving prophetic words from the Holy Ghost where they're telling you yes, when in fact they should be telling you no. And if you line it up to scripture, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But he was talking about how America is going to prosper. It's like, dude, you have better pay attention to what the word says, because the next thing coming to this country, safe to say, is the sword. I don't care who the president of the United States of America is. And you know what? The fact of the matter is, yes, there's mercy, and yes, we hopefully have some people in there righting the wrongs. That is good. That is the command of God. That's the least we can do as unto God. But the fact of the matter is, if you think God is just going to go ahead and overlook what you have overlooked, you are sadly, sadly mistaken, America. Sadly mistaken. You're going to advocate what he condemns, and you think you're just going to get away with it? You're crazy. You're going to kill the innocent in the womb on your watch, 58 million babies, and you think because you're now, your new president's going to be doing some good things, that you're just going to go ahead and be overseen when it comes to the judgment of God? You are self-deceived. And when these people come out, going back to these words of prophecy, they're kicking these words out about how we're going to prosper. You better back up, America. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Sudden destruction cometh. You better watch out. Because, America, you are giving a pass to what God condemns in so many different ways. John Adams, the second president, stated that that decadence follows luxury. Decadence is defined as a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and of fame.
That's right. We need to make sure that we do everything that we can do to restore America back into its foundations and its principles. And you're right, these legislators are coming from the stage, from the screen, from the music industry. We need to be just as bold and even bolder about our message, because we hold the light of God's truth. So join with us, become a son or daughter of liberty, support this work to reach out to those who otherwise would maybe not get reached. We're doing it here at the Sons of Liberty, so please join together with us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty today. Don't delay.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you. See ya.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.